This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective, first of all, the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together our charts, the stories, the people that are on the top of the list every week. And the week differs, obviously, or as we go through the changes, the time of year, focus on different events, that sort of thing. I bring together a group of talk radio professionals to talk about some or all of these issues, depends on how fast we can move through them. We have a chatty bunch here today, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Joining us is John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. We're going to talk about the anniversary of the Apollo walk on the moon, which is very, very significant and appropriate. Also, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is with us, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. So let's get started. Because I want to sort of turn things around. Even though the Apollo, anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the walk on the moon, the Apollo mission to the moon, is not in the top 10, I believe, frankly, and because I'm the host, I guess I can get away with this. I think that it's something very important for us to talk about, especially in light of all of the things that seem to be bait for discussion. And phony, baloney bait.
Well, it's a unifying story, too. It's something made everybody proud of our country.
Right. And so when you look around or you sense what's going on, when you see that Representative Omar arrived home after all the stuff that went on this week, she and the other three ladies in the squad, some people who were at the airport said, "We have your back! We're on your side. Yay, yay. It's all phony." I think it is anyway. Let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Victoria. Ladies first, and then Jennifer. And is this phony baloney, is made-up controversy just to get people's attentions away from some of the real issues?
I don't see how it's made-up controversy when President Trump has made it his issue for the last several days, and I think he would like to make it an issue for the 2020 campaign. It's phony in the sense that it's not an issue that I think that voters would really like to be talking about when they're concerned about the economy, jobs, healthcare, and other things, but it's an issue that very effectively divides America.
Well, division is a way to get elected. I guess that's the way political things work these days. Jennifer, how do you see this as divisive or what?
Well, I definitely think Trump purposely is choosing to elevate these women to make them the face of the Democrat Party, because I think that he will have an easier time running against the ideology that these four women represent, which is very progressive socialism, some would even say, and probably argue communism. But I do think, and I had this thought a few days ago, brushing my teeth where I do my best thinking, that it's very possible that these four women and President Trump are all in cahoots together, with the only loser being Nancy Pelosi and some of the more moderate Democrats, because President Trump wins with his base. He wins by creating, by putting these people in charge or letting them set the tone for the Democrats in 2020. And they win because they're getting elevated. The squad wins, right? People are, they're on Gail King's show. They're doing all sorts of media opportunities. The real loser here is Nancy Pelosi, who's trying to keep the party together going into an election year. So politically speaking, we could talk about whether or not it's right or wrong to do this kind of stuff. And we can have that conversation about all of politics. But if you look at the political game here that's going on, you've got two very actually like-minded groups, but on both very different sides of the aisle, if that makes sense. Both are kind of striking the same tone with their supporters.
Hi, John Harper from Florida. How does this ring? This is the number one story of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. So how is it ringing, or is it ringing any bells down there? Again, maybe I'm asking because my own read on this is that it's all a tempest in a teapot. What are voters and what are listeners saying down there?
Hi, Doug and ladies. It's not playing well here in Florida at all. It's really dividing the sentiment among voters and among those who are following what happens in politics. I totally agree with what Jennifer just said. And it's not good for the country. And the squad, as I guess they're being called now, are really doing a lot to people down here feel divide the country instead of unite the country. And as Jennifer just said, the person who probably is going to lose out on this is Nancy Pelosi. She looks like the odd person out because she can't control the squad.
Yep. It's hard to control a lot of these people if that's what their design is. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, how's this playing with your listeners?
I have personally a hard time believing Trump actually was strategic in his comments because he is more than just inarticulate. He's clumsy in the things that he says. But from the very beginning...
Well, he's clumsy on everything.
Media,
don't you think he's clumsy? And everything he says, I find him to be just
absolutely
clumsy.
And
it's easy to propagandize. It's easy to propagandize against the guy for that reason.
Yeah. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead. It's your show, man. I love you.
No. Victoria jumped in with a comment that made some sense.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I wanted to have you reflect on it. But let's go back to
consider this.
Yeah.
Consider this then. You know, from the very beginning of Charlottesville, the political media, national political media, and Democrats specifically chose. They specifically chose to omit Trump speaking out against racists, against white nationalists, and now there's this theme that he thinks there's some good Nazis, which of course is ridiculous. But the way he inarticulates
Trump
his
said there were some good Nazis. When did he say that?
But that's the theme, right? Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay. Right.
Yeah, and that's what some of my callers actually believe, too, is that he said that because of the way this whole thing is presented. And now you have someone like Presley, Representative Presley, for example, saying, oh, well, if you're not a black face with a black voice that agrees with me, then you have no place to be in politics. And I'm thinking, imagine if Richard Spencer, the racist, had said that about white faces and white voices. That's where we are right now. I agree with you, Doug. This is just like kabuki theater that's keeping us from thinking about what's really important for the country.
Yeah.
This is bad for the soul of the country. And I think that's the point that I'm making
here. That's not a bad point.
All of this is bad for the soul of the country. Politically, it's bad for the Democrats, and it's the Republicans in Congress think it's bad for them. And Ivanka Trump spoke to Trump about it, and so did Mike Pence. They both spoke to Trump about it, which is why he attempted to send her back, which... You know, because he's recognized now, or he's been told to recognize that that was not a good chant. Whether it works at his rallies, I don't know. So the Republicans don't think that this is a good platform to run on. And for the Democrats, it's bad for 2020. But for the rest of us, this kind of divisiveness is not good for our souls.
I'd add to that real quick, because I think a lot of Republicans like me who voted for Trump and who will again very happily vote for Trump again, I feel, and I'll just speak for myself, but I think I speak for a group, that he stopped the flow into what this country, the direction the country was going, which is to the far left, which was away from the more moderate soul of who America really was founded to be. It was falling into socialism. These women represent where the country was headed. It was on that trajectory. And I think with President Trump speaking out, he's flawed and imperfect. I get it. But he also is one of the only Republicans with enough backbone to actually stop that direction that the country was going in. I'm glad I could render you all speechless.
I'm thoughtfully considering what you're saying, and I agree.
This whole business, I have not much use for any of these people that identify themselves as the squad in terms of their philosophy, but I would never, ever say go back to where you came from. I just think that's so, whether it's disrespectful, I don't even know what the word is, but it is if that's what appeals to the base. And I know some people, I've loved some people in my life who have said that about people walking around. Do I like seeing women in burqas? Do I think that's a comfortable thing to see? No. But I also believe in diversity. It wouldn't be, you know, it's not up to me. I have my own points of view, and I share them with all of you and other radio work that I do. But I don't, yeah, I think we have to stand back a little. Maybe it's because I grew up in such a diverse cultural circumstance in my town where I still live. It doesn't, these issues would never come up, never did, and never will, in terms of how we live in this community. It may be that we make reference to them in other ways, like there's an effort here to make this a not a sanctuary city, but an inviting city, whatever the hell that means. And I'm not for that. I think there's way too much of this, you know, letting this excuse, letting people come and wander around and do what they want to do, and they have no right, no claim to be here. So there's that, but I just think telling people to go back where they came from is about as ignorant as a statement. I don't care whether it was in jest. He's walking back on it, you're right, because his daughter said, Dad, what the hell's the matter with you? That's basically what she said. You can't say things like that. And he,
they're only walking back on the chant, which they should walk back on. The chant is, I don't think, made anybody feel good. The chant is, send her back, send her back. That wasn't something Trump did or started. His supporters did it. But clearly he had to speak out on it. And he did yesterday, whether or not people were, you know, earlier in the week.
And what sort of, what's this district about that they find her the most acceptable candidate to be in that office? I find that kind of, I'm very curious about, I don't know much about that district, but I'll tell you, I'm very curious as to who else wanted to run there or how she got into the sway as she did. It's, you know, we all clump them all. Some people clump everybody. Okay, they're Muslim, they're all bad. You know, that kind of stupid stuff, which is, you know, I mean, you could have said that about the Christians during the Inquisition. Look what they did, and we all Christians weren't bad then. It's just supposition, if you will. Jennifer, thank you. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Kellitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Kellitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Kellitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review with Talk Radio hosts. I'm Doug Steffen. He's like herding cats sometimes. John Harper from WMEL. We're talking about cats off the air because Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is a big cat person. John, didn't you have a cat? I'm trying to, now that I'm thinking about this, I don't remember a cat wandering around that studio in Florida, WMEL. I think I remember.
Absolutely. That's Panther the cat. She's my little girl, and she's in the other room, but I have to keep her separated from Cupcake the dog. The two of them do not get along too well.
Isn't it funny? I can remember, now that I vividly remember that cat jumping up on the console when I was in the studio there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I vividly remember.
You were rather amazed at that, yeah.
Yes. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You have a cat? I think you do have a cat.
We do now. Cats find us.
You get a cat. Yeah. Really?
We did. Big storm Wednesday evening. A little 7-month-old calico came upon our porch. My wife and I are sitting there feeding it and put out notices on social media, went up and down the street, asked everybody. We have a community social media page on Facebook for our neighborhood. Nobody has claimed the cat, and so $200 later, the cat has a place to sleep and a cat box and everything else. So we now, and we have everything but a name.
Really?
Because the cat went through and deleted your post. You know that, right?
Yes. Yeah. Loves my wife. Yes.
All right. Number three. We've done one and two, the squad and the racist stuff. Okay. So let's keep moving here. Number three on the list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, at talkers.com, you can find this list every week. And you also can hear a lot of things in terms of what's going on. New radio, Talkers TV is at talkers.com. So the presidential race, the list has come out for the debates on, 30th and 31st of the month, how they are arranging the chairs on the Titanic, and wondering what are we going to hear anything different, feel anything different after this is all over? What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I've been reading about the Democratic governors and their annual fundraising retreat on Nantucket last weekend. Not going to do any rhymes. And there were a number of Democratic governors elected in the 2018 elections, and they did not run on Medicare for All. They ran on bread and butter issues, and they are very worried about the 2020 candidates' positions, and they think they're unrealistic and politically risky. And they are basically sending the message, hey, look, this may be great sloganeering, but you're not going to win the White House on this. They also think that the way the debates are being run are really stupid. In fact, James Carville said when they were being asked to, like, raise their hands in, you know, like, do you support Medicare for All or do you support open borders or something, and they had to raise their hands, James Carville said they should just raise the middle finger.
To the question itself,
because it's so stupid to have to answer a question like that in a debate.
This is dangerous, damaging, whatever. I don't see how this like education is free. Come on, you think everybody is stupid? Who's going to pay for it? We have a $21 trillion deficit as of this week, and maybe I don't know. We haven't drained a lot of the people out of the swamp who are big spenders. Apparently, this guy is spending money faster than any president in the history of the country. And the tax cuts, although make you feel good, are contributing to this. So I think both sides have got some problems with where they come down on some of these issues. You've got to have some common sense here. It seems to be greatly lacking. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
U.S. officials say Iran has seized two commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, one from Britain and one at Liberian flagship. President Donald Trump says Iran is proving they're untrustworthy.
So we're going to be speaking with the U.K., and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
The Liberian tanker was released. A delegation of Democratic senators made a trip to an illegal immigrant detention facility in McAllen, Texas, Friday, where they got a first-hand look at the condition of people being held there. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said what he saw saddened him deeply.
To see these people, particularly the children, treated in such inhumane conditions just tears at your heartstrings and really makes you feel awful.
The administration says conditions show more money is needed from Congress for adequate care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Roundup, based on the charts that came from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 15th to the 19th. This is annualized and weeklyized. Is that a word? Weeklyized? What do you think? John Harper from WMEL is here. Rick Jensen, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. What'd you say, John?
It's a word now, right?
Right! New word, yes. The Dougster brought about. We do this under the authority of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison and I put this idea together a long time ago of doing what, you know, Casey Kasem was on the air, and he would take, the producers took the top 40 from Billboard magazine, and he would say that in the credits at the end of each of the hours of the program. And so what we did was just Talkers Magazine, the equivalent of Billboard in the talk world. And so we just decided, okay, let's come up with a list every week of what we figure are the top 10 items of discussion on news talk radio stations. And this has been going on for a long time. And I think what it does is provide a service acknowledging what different people are saying and thinking. Because, thank heavens, we are not a one-speak, one-ideology country. It would be a horrible place if it was, although I think there are people on both sides who would like it. I remember working for a guy. I ran WEEI in Boston as the ops manager for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And he used to tell me the world would be a better place if everybody was Catholic, everybody was a Republican, and we all voted for, I don't know, when was that, the 1980s, was it Reagan or whatever. It would be, the world would be a better place. And so he and I remain friends. We didn't agree on that then, and I don't agree with that thinking now. I might have things that I feel strongly about. We all do, and that sort of defines who we are. But I've noticed that my thinking has changed. John, how has your thinking changed over the years about what you think is important or how you view issues?
Wow, it certainly, Doug, has, I think, mellowed over the years. It's not as extreme as I think it once was years ago. And I'm much more understanding, I think, of all different types of opinions, not just those who agree with me.
I've got strong political opinions about so many different things, but at the same time, if somebody doesn't agree with what I think, well, that's okay. I can roll with that, and so that's how I've kind of changed, I think, over the years.
What about you, Jensen? What are you thinking the same way now? I think I've known you for what? How long have I known you? 20 years? I can't even remember when I first met you, but that's not important. I just wonder how
it's
you
been
think
about,
you
about 20 years. I think yeah.
And now back to the countdown. 20 years ago, Doug met Rick.
So that was
good.
That was good, actually. That was very good. Yeah. And now back to the countdown.
I could imagine years ago when I was a little more feisty, angry about some things, and now I care more about how our policies really affect people in the real world. For example, you and I both have libertarian leanings, right?
Yes.
So when Rand Paul says what he says about the 9/11,
I'm glad you brought that up. That's thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, go ahead, finish the statement.
So when he said we have to
pay number seven
for it
this
first,
week, by the way, on the countdown, it's number seven this week.
This is where libertarianism runs full steam, smack dab into the brick wall of reality, because there's this emotional segment that he's not considering. He's right, by the way. We need to think about that for everything we do. How do we pay for it? But when you have this emotional issue like, oh, the 9/11 responders, man, we've got to take care of these folks. And yes, we do. But how do you actually go about that? And, Doug, I'd love to get your thoughts on that because I know you think along those lines.
Well, I think in terms of when that came up this week, I said on the air that I was tired of people spending money with no accountability. If you're going to spend money for something like this, you got to take it out of something else. And people say, no, we have so much waste, fraud, abuse, corruption in this country. Every single department, federal level, state level, local level, want to make a bad guy out of him.
Yes.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
I think we do.
All right. We're going to spend the rest of our time here. Because John is here and he represents a district in Florida where the Space Coast has its roots. We're going to talk to somebody in a moment about the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk, engage ourselves in 50-year-ago thinking. Some of you who were not even alive 50 years ago, maybe we'll learn something by this chat coming up in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. In the story column, number 10, all the discussion about heat wave, and is it really caused by climate change? Number 9, Amazon and their Prime Day hula. 8, tension between us and Iran. Number 7, Rand Paul and the passage of the first responder funding bill. Philadelphia police and their social media problems at number 6. Apollo 11, the 50th anniversary, number 5, Puerto Rico and the problems there, number 4, presidential races, number 3 this week on the countdown, number 2, the condemnation of Trump and his racist comments, number 1, the reality of the squad, who are these people and what's all the attacking. That's the list, the charts from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As more and more rural hospitals close their doors, access to air medical services is becoming a matter of life or death. In recent years, due to insurers paying significantly less, these services are at risk, and many patients have faced surprise medical bills. Legislation currently in front of Congress, which aims to eliminate surprise billing, would increase air medical base closures by forcing an insufficient and financially unsustainable median network rate reimbursement on providers. Seth Myers of Global
Global Medical Response, the largest air medical service provider in the country.
In the middle of a crisis, patients shouldn't worry about whether their transport's covered by their insurance. Our objective has always been to keep the patient out of the middle. We're very willing to work with the insurers and the government on solutions to ensure access to these life-saving services is available to patients without the fear of a surprise bill.
For more information, visit www.globalmedicalresponse.com/protect-patients.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with the people list from Talkers Magazine. 10 names. Actually, there are usually more than that because we find that there are folks that go together. Kevin Spacey and Jeff Epstein are tied number 10, an interesting combo. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, number 9. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, number 8. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, the Apollo 11 astronauts, at number 7. Rand Paul at number 6. Let's see, number 5, William Barr. Ricardo Rossello at number 4. Biden and the rest of the people that are running for president on the Democratic side in the third position. Number 2, the ladies of the aforementioned squad. And at number 1, the president who is sure to, he's going to be number 1 for good or for better or for worse. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Review, and a focus now on a big event that took place 50 years ago. John Harper on the review from WMEL remembers vividly, as do I, what happened on that day. Joining us in the conversation is Matthias Benayok, who works for IBM. IBM celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk and the age of space exploration. As we think about July 20th, 50 years ago, this is important for us to sort of put all these things in perspective. Mr. Benayok is the lead architect for IBM Germany, studying computer science. You know what? I think about you and I think about our connection. Were it not for, and this may be wild speculation, if it weren't for World War II and the emergence of Wernher von Braun, and then him being grabbed up by the Americans at the end of the war to do exactly what he did, we might not have had Apollo 11. Do you think, Matthias, that that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, that could be. Actually, I'm maybe too young to judge that from experience, but I think it's a good statement, yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk for a minute about IBM and other companies that are important to the space program, contributing, making things. How many IBM people worked on that first mission, and are folks still around from Apollo 11? Probably 50 years later, there aren't too many folks that are still at IBM that were around then, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, not too many, but I actually met some of them, and those were 4,000 people from IBM Systems, engineers, developers, research scientists, and so on, working and collaborating with NASA on making this happen, this great venture.
John Harper is one of the radio hosts that's on this program with me. He runs some stations on the Space Coast, and he invited me many years ago to come down, and so did the people that were running the shuttle program in Cape Kennedy. So I was firsthand in buildings where your people were working. I remember, John, how important the folks like IBM were to the local economy, and maybe, I don't know, are they still, in a sense?
Yeah, Doug, in a sense, they still are. Of course, it's grown tremendously over the past couple of decades. And as I've mentioned to you on previous programs, there are so many different types of companies that represent the space program in many different ways that are moving here to the space coast of Florida. You almost need a scorecard now to keep track of who's coming in. But IBM certainly did play and still plays an important role here on the space coast.
So, Mr. Benioff, let's go back to the IBMers that worked on Apollo 11 and what they actually did. What part did they play? What did they build or contribute to the hardware itself?
Yeah, they contributed actually two main things. One thing is the instrument control within the Saturn V rocket. So they built the software and the hardware around that. They actually shrunk a mainframe computer from the size of a refrigerator down to the size of a suitcase. And put that into this instrument control. So that was one thing that IBM did. Another thing that was really key to success of this mission was the data analysis on the ground station. So we put there large computers, large mainframes to actually do all the calculations and all the data analysis to guide the spaceship through space and onto moon. So those were the main two things where the 4,000 IBMers were involved with.
You know, one of the things that I remember is seeing all the people down there, thousands of them. There were 4,000 IBM programmers that were involved in this thing. I don't think people understand or remember, and I'd say this for a comment, both John and Mateus, how many people it took to make this all happen. Mateus?
So I don't have an exact number, but I think it was an extensive number of people overall that were working in the United States, but also outside of the United States in a partner countries and so on to actually make the moon landing a success.
Yeah. John, isn't it amazing how many people? I remember going into the hangar and seeing all these people in white. It's like going into an operating room, except there were so many of them working on the nuance of every little thing. On the, at least I remember that from the shuttle experience.
Doug, it would be interesting for Mateus to tell us, was IBM, when did IBM get involved with the space program? Was it with the Apollo, or did it get started way back in the Mercury days?
How early?
It was even earlier. Yeah, it was quite earlier. It was actually before NASA was founded when IBM was involved with the rocket launch and the space program and overall. And since Apollo, we were involved in any other mission to space afterwards.
So what did you do? Go ahead, John.
No, I just said, so they've been involved since the early 1950s.
Yeah, it would seem that way. So what you're an engineer, what have you done? What your specific job, what have you done, or how have you applied your knowledge to what IBM is doing with NASA, specifically you, Mateus?
So right now we actually sent the first autonomously free-flying robot to the International Space Station, and he's called Simon, and he's assisting the robots, assisting the astronauts on the space station with their daily tasks. So he can help them with their experiments and with their documentation tasks and so on.
Isn't that great? Well, it's an amazing world we live in, and the space partnership, public and private, continues. I can't imagine IBM not being, as one of the great American companies, not being involved in this. If you want more information on how IBM is involved, go to newsroom.ibm.com. That's newsroom.ibm.com. Our thanks to Matthias Benayok and to John Harper. The memories of 50 years ago and looking forward to the future in space travel, something we all need to do and wrap ourselves around because it's important for our country, I think. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to, on Tech Talk, take a gander or listen up to Victoria Keeley, give us the list of the top five technology stories from this past week. We do it every week at this time. Number five to number one at five. Interesting combo. If you want a combo meal, you can get it delivered by DoorDash.
McDonald's has teamed up with DoorDash. They've dumped Uber Eats, and they have a new exclusive deal with DoorDash starting July 29th. If you are looking for some delivery from McDonald's in more than 200 locations, you will have to use DoorDash. Now, their subscription service is called Dash Pass, and that offers, they have 1 million members so far. And it offers you unlimited $0 delivery fees on orders of $12 or more. DoorDash is based in San Francisco, and it recently outpaced Grubhub to become the largest food delivery service in the country. DoorDash now claims 32% of sales and among food delivery companies. This is really bad news for Uber Eats, because when Uber Eats actually filed their IPO, that their partnership with McDonald's featured prominently in the valuation of the company. So now that they no longer have McDonald's, I'm not really sure if that's going to dip the Uber stock, but it probably will have some residual effect. Mm-hmm. But so now McDonald's represents DoorDash's biggest chain restaurant yet. So DoorDash is still growing.
All right, Prime Week this past week, but that wasn't the biggest news for Amazon. This is...
Yeah, Amazon has filed an application with the FCC to join SpaceX, OneWeb, and others, including Facebook, in launching a constellation of satellites to provide broadband internet to rural areas across the globe. They want to launch 3,200 satellites into orbit, and they are going to connect the tens of millions of people around the globe who don't have any access to the internet. The satellites will deorbit after 10 years to mitigate the risk of space debris. Amazon says it can start offering broadband satellite services once only 578 satellites are in position, and by 2025 they want to have as many as 1,100 that could be launching each year. And so SpaceX has permission to fly 12,000 small satellites by the year 2027 as part of its Starlink constellation. And so the interesting thing about this new Amazon project is that the president of this new space initiative is actually a former Starlink engineer who was reportedly fired by Elon Musk. And so Amazon scooped him up, and so he's basically reproducing their plan.
All right. Number three is a focus on TurboTax.
Yeah, a new investigation into TurboTax found that the company was facing lower revenues following the passage of President Trump's 2017 tax law. So they decided to start targeting lower-income individuals with paid versions of tax filing software, where in the past it was free. And so the move helped TurboTax have a 10% profit, while other people who are unemployed, disabled, and students with a lot of college debt, they're the ones who were basically targeted. They were the ones who lost out on this. Now, the Free File is actually the free tax filing service that is legally obligated by TurboTax to be provided to students or to U.S. citizens who make under $60,000. And they basically played a lot of shady games with this, and a lot of people ended up having to pay a couple hundred dollars on average just to file software that was supposed to be free. So I think when tax season rolls around next year, people should find a different service. Yeah.
Right. Number two on our list of the top five, a new anti-robo-calling bill. It looks like it might have some traction. What do you think?
I hope so. I think all Americans can agree on this one. This is a non-political issue, but we're every single day we all get robocalls, whether you're on a landline or a cell phone. You cannot get away from them. And so the House Energy and Commerce Committee is sending a new bill to the Senate now. It's a bipartisan bill. It's called Stopping Bad Robocalls Act. It will outlaw a whole slate of methods that are used by scammers to get people on the phone and even through text messaging. I get so many text messages from random people acting like they have a real estate deal for me. So all that stuff essentially will be blocked. And so there was another called the TRACED Act, and this was in the Senate, and that hasn't really gone anywhere yet. So hopefully this second bill will get pushed through because it has a stricter penalties for these companies doing it.
Number one this week on Tech Talk is a focus on this Face app from the Russians.
Yep. This was the most talked about story by far this week. Face app is a Russian-based app that applies filters to photos. You can see what you'll look like when you're 80, or you can make yourself look younger. And essentially, there are a lot of privacy concerns here. It's not that much different from other apps. However, they, instead of storing your photo on your actual phone within the app, they store it on their servers in Russia. And so this is bringing up a lot of privacy issues. I would recommend not downloading this app. If you know someone who has, tell them to get rid of it.
No. Perhaps that's the word to the wise. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.